So you know this story.
所以你知道这个故事。
A beautiful princess was locked up in a tower by the evil witch.
一个美丽的公主被一个邪恶的巫婆给锁在高楼上。
Days turned into weeks, weeks turned into months, months turned into years.
日复一日，年复一年。
She's waiting for the prince to go save her.
她在等待她的王子来救她。
One day the prince appeared.
有一天王子出现了。
The prince got ready to rescue the princess.
王子预备好要拯救这位公主。
But he needs to communicate to the princess so she's ready.
但是他需要跟公主沟通，好让公主预备好。
So the prince sent a messenger.
所以王子就派了一个信使。
It was a caterpillar.
是一个毛毛虫。
Go and tell the princess in the tower that on this day at this time I'm going to come and rescue her. Tell her to be ready.
去告诉公主。某年某日 某时我要去拯救他，请他预备好。
So the caterpillar says, yes sir.
毛毛虫说，是的王子。
The tower is really really high.
这个楼很高。
Right. So nobody can reach it, but the caterpillar can.
所以没有人能够爬上去，但毛毛虫可以。
One inch at a time.
他就 一英寸一英寸慢慢地爬。
The caterpillar finally reached the window.
毛毛虫总算爬到了窗子边。
Huffing and puffing.
他喘着气。
He saw the princess.
他看到了公主。
Hey, you the princess?
你是公主吗？
She said, who's asking?
公主说，你是谁啊？
You're so rude.
你怎么那么没礼貌？
I've been sent by the prince to tell you that he's going to rescue you.
王子派我来告诉你他要来救你了。
She's like, what prince?
他说什么王子？
Looking at you being so rude and ugly, I don't think this prince is the guy I want.
看看你那么粗鲁无礼，我不想要这个王子来救我。
The caterpillar is like, whatever.
毛毛虫说无所谓。
Anyways, the prince is going to be here at this time, this day. Better be ready.
反正王子某年某月 某时要来救你，你准备好吧。
I got my job done. You got the message. Bye.
我已经做好我的工作了，你的听到消息了，再见。
Now the prince trusts this caterpillar. He knows that the caterpillar will carry the message.
王子信任这个使者，他相信这个信使会把信息带到。
But the prince is a wise man.
但是王子是有智慧的人。
He wants to be sure the message is clearly communicated.
他想要确认这个消息能够清楚地被传达。
So he sent a second messenger.
所以他又派了第二个信使。
So he sent the butterfly.
他派了蝴蝶。
Gave him the same message.
给了他同样的信息。
Oh, not him, it. So the butterfly says, aye, aye, sir, got it.
蝴蝶说，是是，主，我知道了。
Oh, it flapped its wings.
他就拍着他的翅膀。
And the wind, it knows how to, you know, use the wind to get blown up to the window.
他就乘风而上到了窗台。
Got to the window.
到了窗子。
Saw the princess.
看到公主。
Your Highness.
公主殿下。
Might you be the princess?
殿下，你是否就是公主呢？
She said, yes, who's asking?
她说，是的，你是谁？
Your Highness, I've been sent by the prince who's going to come to rescue you.
殿下，王子派我来，他要来救你。
She said, oh, that's so nice. You're so beautiful and you're so kind.
公主说，那太好了，你那么美丽，也那么的温柔。
Your prince must be a beautiful, handsome,And smart man.
所以你派你来的王子一定也是一个英俊、聪明、非常温柔的人。
The butterfly said, he sure is.
蝴蝶说，当然他是。
And on this day and at this time, he's going to come rescue you. Please be ready.
某年某月某时，他要来救你，请您准备好。
She says, I will be ready.
他说，我会准备好。
And she says, by the way,
但是还有一件事。
You're so beautiful and you're so gentle.
你这么美丽温柔。
But who was that caterpillar who's so ugly and rude?
但是那个丑陋粗鲁的毛毛虫是谁呢？
I literally wanted to flick it off the window.
我想把它一掸给掸，从窗台上掸下去。
The butterfly said,
蝴蝶说，
Oh, you mean the caterpillar?
哦，你说那个毛毛虫啊？
Oh yeah, I know.
我知道的。
I used to be like that.
我曾经就像它一样。
We know that butterfly and caterpillar are the same things.
我们知道蝴蝶和毛毛虫本为一体。
But there's a change in the life of the caterpillar to turn into a butterfly.
但是从毛毛虫转变成蝴蝶的过程中有一个大的改变。
The English word for that is metamorphosis.
英语有一个专有的词形容这个破茧成蝶的过程。
And that is the word that is used in the Greek Bible translation for Romans 12, verse 2.
这是在希腊文里面在罗马书十二章二节所用到的一个字眼。
When the Bible says that you ought to be transformed by the renewing of your mind,
当圣经提到你要心意被更新变换。
The word transformed or this change in the Greek is metamorpho.
所以呢，这里的更新变换在希腊原文里就是这个化解。
Metamorpho. Yeah.
就是。
And that's where the English word metamorphosis comes from.
就是这个破茧成蝶的过程。
Yeah, 破茧成蝶，然后中文是不是讲蜕变，是不是？
蜕变的过程。
It is not just a change on the outside.
这不单单是一个外表的变化。
It's talking about a complete change that comes from the inside and it is then displayed outside.
这个蜕变的过程是从内往外的一个更新。
This is the kind of change that God wants us to have.
这是神想要我们所有的一种变化。
It is a life change that goes from the inside outward, and it is a complete and a total change.
这是一个生命由内往外的全然的蜕变。
A well-known pastor from the United States has shared this personal story.
有一个美国的牧师，他分享了一个故事。
He says, you know, too often in the church or in Christianity, there are these markers or marks of what a spiritual person should be.
他说常常在教会或者基督教会里一个属灵的人要有一种记号。
And so, if a pastor is prideful,
所以如果一个牧师他很骄傲
arrogant,
很傲慢
or even given to anger,
或甚至很容易发怒
he could still keep his job.
他还可以有他的职位。
But if that pastor smokes,
但是如果那个牧师抽烟的话
he can't be a pastor anymore.
他就不再能当牧师了。
Nobody will say that smoking is a greater sin than pride, arrogance, and given to anger.
没有人会认为说抽烟比骄傲、自大、易怒是更大的罪。
But somehow the mark of a spiritual man is...That's defined.
但是呢，不知道出于某种原因，一个属灵的人的记号呢就被这样定义了。
He shared that growing up in the church.
他分享在教会长大。
He is part of a church that emphasizes on daily devotion.
他们教会非常注重每日灵修。
That's a mark of spirituality.
那是属灵的记号。
But every time if somebody were to ask him, how is your spiritual life?
但是每逢有人问他你的灵命怎么样
All he could think of to answer is, have I been reading my Bible every day?
他所能想到的就是我有没有每日读经啊
And do I pray every day?
每日祷告
Never did he know to think, have I loved Jesus more?
他从来没有想到我有没有越来越爱基督。
Has my life been changed by him more?
我的生命有没有更多的被他改变？
Cultures and traditions give us markers for how a spiritual person will be displayed.
文化和传统，告诉我们一个属灵的人是如何表现出来的。
What you do and how you appear.
那就是你的所作和你的外表。
It changes. It's true. It changes from church to church, from culture to culture, from people group to people group.
所以呢，从事实上，从不同的教会不同的人群，不同的传统，这个表现都有所不同。
But the core of spirituality, the biblical core of spirituality, never changes.
但是属灵的核心，也是圣经上所定义的属灵核心，应该是不变的。
How God wants us to receive and grow in our spirituality, that doesn't change.
神对我们的心意，让我们在灵命上能够领受，能够成长，是不改变的。
Jesus Christ came to this world to die for our sins so he could give us a new life.
耶稣基督降世为人，为我们的罪受死，好让我们能够生命得改变。
And the beauty of that new life does not rest on what we do and how we appear.
我们新生命的美好之处不是在于我们的外表或者是我们所做。
The beauty of that new life is that from deep within our souls, our life is transformed, we're freed from sin, and that we live a full and a hopeful life.
这新生命的美好之处是从我们的灵魂深处，我们的能够从最终得到释放，能够活出一个丰盛的、有希望的生命。
That's why God wants us to change.
那是为什么神想要我们转变。
And that's also why he knows we can't change on our own.
这也是为什么他知道我们凭着自己的能力不能改变。
That's why Jesus Christ died for our sins and so that he could give us life so that we can be changed.
这就是为什么耶稣献上自己的生命，好给我们生命，给我们新的生命，让我们改变。
That's why he gives us the Holy Spirit so that we can understand his heart and his will.
这就是为什么他赐给我们圣灵，好让我们知道他的心意。
And that is why he gives us his word, so that we may know his will and we can understand the path that he has for us to walk.
这也是为什么他赐给我们他的话语，好让我们知道他的旨意，好让我们能够理解他想要我们所行的道路。
Reading scripture,
读经
，obeying God's will,
顺从神的旨意。
Being in fellowship with brothers and sisters,
和弟兄姐妹们团契
serving in the ministries,
在事工上服事
carrying the gospel to the unbelieving families and friends or even strangers,
把福音传给还未信主的家人、朋友甚至陌生人
all of these are what God gives us so that we may be renewed and refreshed and grow more and moreIn the life that he wants us to have.
这一切都是让我们的生命能够每一天被更新变换，让我们越来越活出他所想要给我们的这样的生命。
That constant change and the constant transformation in our lives, brothers and sisters, indicates the will of God in our lives.
弟兄姐妹们，我们生命中不断的更新变化，就表明了神所赐给我们的新生命和他的心意。
What is the purpose of discipleship?
做门徒是意味着什么呢
yeah, ？What is the purpose of being a disciple of Jesus?
做基督的门徒目的是什么呢
？It is so that we know our Lord more.
那就是让我们更认识我们的主。
So that we love Him more.
所以我们能够更爱他。
So that we may know His love for us more.
所以我们可以更深地了解他对我们的爱。
So that we can see our lives being changed.
所以我们看到我们的生命被改变。
So that others may see our lives changed.
别人也可以看到我们的
新生命。So that His name may be glorified.
这样他的名就得荣耀。
So that His kingdom may come.
他的国降临。
So that His will may be done.
他的旨意行在地上。
Last week, we started looking at the Apostle Peter.
上主日我们开始看使徒彼得。
I know I spent a brief time, or in your perspective maybe a long time,
我觉得我简短的，可能你认为我讲了很多。
Trying to capture in a very general sense Peter's life as it is described in scripture.
我就想要给大家一个泛泛的概念，就是在经文中是如何描述彼得的。
But really the main purpose is to allow us to see Peter, the great apostle, the foundation of the church, is no different than you and I.
但我的目的是想让大家看到使徒保罗这个大使徒，这个教会的基石，他跟我们也没有两样。
He has his strengths.
他有自己的长处。
He has his weaknesses.
也有自己的短处。
He's a very much a man of flesh.
他是一个从很大程度来讲也是属肉体的。
And he struggles in his faith.
他在他的信仰上有挣扎。
But he is always set on following his Lord.
但是他定义要追随他的主。
He is always malleable before his God.
他在他的主的神的面前总是能够柔软的能够被改变。
And we see that the Lord loves him so much that the Lord is constantly teaching him.
我们看到神如此爱他，不断地在教导他。
He comforts him.
安慰他。
He restores him.
恢复他。
But he also rebukes him and corrects him.
但他也斥责他，纠正他。
And we see the man Paul grow and change and being transformed into a godly man. The man Peter.Constantly grows and matures and is transformed from a man to a godly man.
所以我们也就看到彼得他不断的成长、成熟、被改变，从一个人成为一个属灵的人。
And he then becomes an example for us.
他就变成我们的榜样。
A general example of a person of faith, but more so a man of faith.
宽泛的讲是一个属灵的人的榜样，但具体的讲是一个属灵男人的榜样。
There's so much to be said about the lessons that the Lord Jesus and God teaches Peter.
主耶稣教导给彼得的那么多的功课，我们都可以谈论。
I wish we have the time to go through them all.
我希望我们有时间能够全部。把这些功课都讲到。
But today I'm only going to limit to a few that I think are the priorities for us to face.
但今天我想要注重于其中的几点，几个功课是有优先的。
I want to especially speak to our men.
我要特别对在座的男士讲话。
God calls men to be leaders.
神呼召男人成为领袖。
And in many ways, whether we are actually leaders in this society or not, we have an innate character to lead.
在从社会上的许多方面来讲，要成为领袖，很在于我们内在的一些特质。
We men have an innate instinct to want to lead.
人呢有一种男人有一种内在的这样子的想要去成为领导的特质。
And then especially in the church, we understand that men ought to learn to be spiritual leaders.
在教会呢，我们学到男人要成为属灵的领袖。
Not only in ministries,
不但在事工中，
but more importantly in their own families.
更重要的在他们各自的家庭里。
That men are called to lead even in a marriage.
甚至神被呼召要在婚姻中做头。
As a husband to lead your wife.
作为丈夫带领。
As a father to lead your children.
带领你的妻子，作为父亲带领你的孩子。
And I believe that many or most of us recognize that.
我相信我们当中大部分人都认识到这一点。
And many of us or most of us even try.
我们很多人也甚至试图要这样去做。
But I also recognize there are so many challenges.
但我也认识到 有许多的挑战。
Some of us try and fail.
我们当中有些人努力过但失败了。
Our wives, our children just don't want to be led by us.
我们的妻子孩子就不想被被这个父亲或丈夫所领导。
They don't listen to us.
他们不听我们的话。
Then we try to dominate over them.
然后我们就试图要掌控他们。
Then they rebel.
然后他们就反抗。
Then I try to force things on them.
然后我就想要强加事情在他们
身上。Then they don't talk to me anymore.
然后他们就不跟我讲话。
And for some, for the aspiration of wanting to lead causes people to push them away.
对有些人来讲，他们想要当领袖，但是导致其他的人想要远离他，疏远他。
I also understand that sometimes men look around and we don't see a good example of spiritual leadership.
我也理解有些男人四周一看没有看到当属灵领袖的好榜样。
There are plenty of leaders in this world.
在世界上有许多的领袖。
There are some really, really strong and dominant figures in the world stage.
在世界舞台上有一些非常强悍的领袖。
National leaders.
国家领导人
militant,
军队的领导人
dictators,
包括独裁者
There are people who lead in the society, whether in government or business, that we know they lead because of their own personal ambition or for their own personal financial gain.
我们也知道在政界、商界有许多人他们要做领袖是为了个人的野心或者是金钱上的得着。
While their achievement and accomplishment may cause us to envy, but yet their personal characters are too often the object of our disliking.
虽然呢，他们的成就让许多人羡慕，但是他们个人的品格常常让我们讨厌他们。
We want to lead, but we don't want to lead like them.
我们想要做领袖，但不想要像他们那样做领袖。
What do we want in a leader?
我们在领袖身上想要，我们想要有什么样的领袖呢？
Right, we want leaders to be confident.
我们想要有自信的领袖。
But too often, confident for us means arrogant.
但常常自信意味着傲慢。
We want our leaders to be motivated. We want our leaders to.Take lead and charge into things.
我们也希望我们的领袖能够积极进取，有冲劲。
But too often that is also seen as being aggressive.
但常常那也会变成就是咄咄逼人。
Insensitive.
不在乎人的感受。
We want leaders to be able to handle situations and have a good handle and control over things.
我们希望领袖能够掌控事情，能够处理问题。
But too often, that is also seen as too dominating, too forceful.
但是有的时候呢，我们也会认为那样太强势了，想要去支配别人。
Look, the qualities of a leader.
领袖的品格。
Yes, needs to be confident.
是要自信。
Needs to be fearless.
要无畏
needs to be courageous
勇敢
but what God calls us to men to be as leaders
但是神呼召男人成为领袖
also means that a leader needs to be compassionate
也意味着这个领袖他要很亲切热诚
that a leader is also humble
谦卑
That a leader is also a servant.
乐意成为服侍人的。
And someone who actually submits.
懂得顺服的。
A godly quality of a man.
男人的属神的品格。
I think one of the first things is The quality of submission.
我想首要的是顺服的品格。
That is actually one of the qualities that stands out for Peter.
那实际上是彼得让人看到的一个突出的品格。
Submission is a quality of the great apostle Peter.
顺服是我们伟大的使徒彼得的一个品格。
The reason why it stands out is because he is not by nature a submissive person.
这个品格很突出的原因是他的天性并不是很顺服的。
By nature, in his flesh, he is not the one to submit.
在他肉体中的天性，他是不愿意顺服于人的。
Now, in fact, when we think about the qualities of a leader, submission will not be the first thing that we think about.
实际上，当我们想到领袖品格的时候，我们不会第一个想到顺服。
Because leaders demand submission.
因为领袖要别人顺服他。
They're not the one to submit, right?
他们自己不是要顺服别人。
If I'm a leader, you follow me. You listen to me.
对，我们都要跟着牧师的领导。
No. Okay. 一个领袖要求我们就是听他的，跟他的，是不是 ？You ever find a leader who says, "My best quality is I submit"?
你有没有听到一个领袖说，我最好的品格是我顺服
？But think about this.When a true godly leader would demand submission,
我们思想一下，一个真的属神领袖，他是会要要人顺服他。
Whether you're a ministry leader,
不管你是事工上的
leader,
小组长，或者是教会里的一个领袖
，or even you're trying to lead your own wife or your own children,
或者你只是想要领导你的妻子孩子。
You would want to demand submission.
你会想要他们顺服你。
But how can you demand submission if you do not have an example of submission in your own life?
但是你如何能让别人顺服，当你自己的生命中没有展现出顺服的榜样？
A true leader can't just demand submission.
一个真的领袖不单单要让别人顺服他。
He ought to be an example of submission.By the way that he submits to the Lord and to those in authority in his life.
他也要向他的主和在我们生命中掌权的那些人表现出如何去顺服。
A true spiritual leader needs to display his own submission to the proper authorities in his life.
一个真的领袖要在他自己的生命中展现出如何对合理的权柄顺服
especially submission to God and to His Word.
特别是要对神和他的话语顺服
Brothers, this is really profound for me.
弟兄们，对我而言，这一点非常深刻
The inability for us to lead in our home.
我们在家中不能领导。
The inability for us to lead our wives.
我们不能领导我们的妻子。
Too often is because our wives and our children do not see us submit to God.
常常是因为我们的妻儿看不到我们对神的顺服。
We do not know the word of God.
我们不晓得神的话语。
We do not submit to the word of God.
我们也不顺服神的话语。
Our personal lives and our characters do not reflect what God demands of us.
我们的个人生活，我们的品质不能体现。
There's no pursuit and commitment to change ourselves to submit to God.
我们不追求，也没有这样的决心要改变自己，顺服神。
And you wonder why your wife and your children don't submit to you.
然后你又在那里很疑惑，为什么你的妻儿不顺服你？
Where do they learn rebellion from?
他们从哪里学的这样叛逆呢？
Your rebellion to God.
就是从你向神的叛逆学来的。
Do we rebel against government rules and authority?
我们是否违背 政府的权柄，权柄。
Do we follow rules, follow the law, or do we try to run away from the law or break the law to suit our own needs?
我们是否遵纪守法，还是我们为了个人的目的能够去违法？
At our workplaces, do they see us submitting to our bosses and our supervisors? Do they hear us complain and rebel and denigrate them?
在职场中，他们有没有看到我们对我们的上司顺服，还是听到我们总是在他们背后说他们的坏话？
On Sundays, when we go back home,
主日回到家，
on our ride home,
回家的路上，
or at dinner tables,
吃晚餐的时候，
do our wives and our children hear us complain about the sermon that they heard today?
我们的妻儿有没有听到我们在抱怨今天主日的正道？
Complain about the church not being run well,
抱怨教会运营不当。
How the leaders in the churchDon't understand things, and they shouldn't be serving in the capacity that they do.
或者抱怨说教会的领袖他们不晓得要如何的能够把教会的事情做得合理。
If we do not understand submission and we don't exhibit submission, brothers, we cannot demand those who we want to lead to submit to us.
弟兄们，如果我们不理解顺服，不体现表现出顺服，我们就不能够让别人顺服我们。
Look, Peter has that same tendency, only stronger than you and I.
你看彼得有同样的倾向，甚至比你我更强烈。
Some of us actually in our nature are more tempered and are more peaceful and more quiet.
我们中有些人天性其实是更加安静，更加温柔一些。
Right, there's some men out there, I wish I was like you.
我们当中有一些弟兄，我希望能像你一样。
Just by nature, more soft-spoken.
那天性上呢，就是讲话比较的温柔，
smiles more,
多微笑。
I mean, you don't have to learn gentleness. You're gentle.
你不需要学习怎么样温柔，你本身就很温柔。
Peter is not like that.
彼得不是那样。
Peter was always quick to speak.
他总是很要抢着发言。
And he's a man of action.
他也是雷厉风行。
He takes initiatives.
他很有主动性。
He thinks and then he acts.
他一想到就去做。
But that also means that it seems like he always needs to control everything.
那同时也就意味着他总是想要掌控一切。
God knows Peter.
神了解彼得。
Jesus knows him when he was leading him.
耶稣带领他的时候，耶稣很了解他。
Jesus taught him a great lesson of submission.
耶稣教导了他一个大的顺服的功课。
In Matthew chapter 17,
在马太福音十七章
，verses 24 to 27,
二十四到二十七节。
This is an account of a time when he and his 12 disciples went back to Capernaum.
这是记述到了耶稣和他的门徒到加百农。
Capernaum is the city in which Jesus and his disciples used as the home base for their ministry.
加百农是基督和他的门徒的基地，他们传福音，但是这是他们的基地。
Now it so happens a tax collector came over and spoke to Peter.
那天呢，就有一个收税的人来对彼得讲话。
This is not a tax collector for the Roman Empire, so this is not a government tax.
这个人不是为罗马帝国的政府收税的。
He is a tax collector for the Jewish temple. They're collecting a temple tax.
这个人是为犹太人的这个修殿来收税的。
It's called the two drachma tax.
它就是所谓的丁税或殿税。
And so the tax collector came to Peter and asked in verse 24.
所以呢，收丁税的在二十四节来对彼得说话。
Does your teacher not pay taxes?
你们的先生不纳丁税吗？
Well, Peter's, of course, you know, he needs to give the right answer.
彼得需要给出正确的答案。
The legal answer.
合法的答案。
He says, yes.
他说纳。
He does, right?
纳的。
But this incident.We can see cause some issue with Peter.
但是你看这个事件让彼得有一些困惑。
Because not long ago, actually in the same chapter, early in chapter 17, Peter, along with James and John, saw Jesus transfigured.
因为就在这一章前面，彼得和雅各、约翰都看到了耶稣登山变相。
And a voice from heaven, the voice of God, said to them,
神的声音对他们讲。
Right, in verse 5, This is my son, my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased, listen to him.
第五节提到，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
And Peter early on, remember from last week, that by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, he knew that Jesus was the Son of God, the Savior, the Messiah.
上一次我们也提到，因着圣灵的感动，彼得认识到基督耶稣是神子，是救赛亚。
So he must be thinking, wait a minute, the temple is collecting money.
他肯定想，等一等，这个殿要收税。
But the temple is the temple of God.
但是这个殿是神的殿。
And you are the son of God, you are God.
那你是神子，你是神。
Then how can the temple ask tax from God himself?
那神的殿怎么会向神自己来收税呢？
And so Jesus knows that.
耶稣知道。
And so Jesus talked to Peter.
所以耶稣向彼得说话。
In verse 25.
在第二十五节。
So Jesus says, what do you think, Peter?
耶稣说，西门，你的意思如何？
He says, for the kings on earth, who do they take tax from?
他说，世上的君王向谁征收关税、丁税？
Do they take from their own sons or someone else?
是向自己的儿子呢？是向外人呢？
Well, Peter said, well, from others.
彼得说，是向外人。
Because kings will not tax their own children.
因为君王不会向他自己的孩子收税。
Right? So Jesus logically drew the conclusion, you're correct. So the sons are free from paying taxes.
所以呢，符合逻辑的结论就是说，既然如此，儿子就可以免税了。
See, Jesus is the Son of God.
你看，耶稣是神子。
He has the absolute authority from heaven.
他有从天而来的绝对的权柄。
If he wishes to, he doesn't have to pay the tax.
如果他不想的话，他就不用付税。
He's well within his right not to pay the tax.
他完全有权利不付税。
But if he did that,
但如果他拒绝纳税，
well, he is a man here on earth.
他是在世上的人。
It actually sends the wrong message.
那样就会传递一个错误的信息。
God is a God of order.
神是有秩序的神。
And he has established authority on earth.
神也在地上设立了权柄。
And government is one of those authority that he's established.
政权就是神所设立的权柄之一。
And so Jesus used this example, used this opportunity to show that submission to proper authority is a godly quality.
所以耶稣就用这个事例展现了这个机会，显明了顺服属世的权柄也是属灵品质的一部分。
While Jesus himself is not technically obligated to pay the tax or obligated to submit to this authority,
虽然耶稣他自己并没有责任要付这个税，或者是要顺服这个政权。
But in verse 27, he explains, so that we do not offend them. Okay, he says, Peter, go to the sea, throw in a hook, take the first fish that comes up, open the mouth, and you're going to find a shekel.
在二十七节他提到，但恐怕触犯他们，你且往海边去钓鱼，把先钓上来的鱼拿起来，开了他的口，必得一块钱。
And he says, take that and give to them for both you and me.
他说可以拿去给他们做你我的税银。
Because a shekel is 4 drachma.
因为一块钱是四个半块钱。
And the temple tax is 2 drachma.
一块钱是两个半块钱。
一块钱是两个半块钱，然后那个税，那个电税或丁税就刚好就是半块钱。
对，然后他们两个人，所以
半个银元了，半个银元、嗯，
所以一块钱刚好付了他们两个人的税。
You see the way that Jesus demonstrated this?
你看耶稣是他表达的方式。
On the one hand, he first recognized the authority.
他首先他就是他确认这个权柄。
He recognized the authority by what? Paying the tax.
他承认这个权柄，他付税。
But how did he pay the tax?
但他是怎么纳税的呢？
He demonstrated his unparalleled sovereignty over nature to cause a fish to show up on the first try and having a coin in its mouth.
但他展现的是他超自然的绝对的权柄，他让一个鱼最先钓上那颗鱼的嘴里有一块钱。
I am.God's son.
我是神子。
I have absolute sovereignty.
我有绝主权。
I have control over nature.
我控制掌控自然。
All things were created by me.
万物都是我所造。
That does not change.
这一点没有改变。
But yet,
然而
the authority that's set before me from God, I will submit.
我仍要顺服神所设立的这个世上的权柄。
He had the authority to opt out of this tax.
他有这样的主权不纳这个税。
But he specifically taught Peter this example to submit willingly.
但他特别教给彼得这个功课，要甘心的顺服。
You know, biblical submission.It's not talking about being oppressed or pressured because of obligation or imposition.
你看，圣经里教导的顺服，不是说要被压迫，被别人强加在你身上的事情尽义务或责任。
The true Christian submission first is an act of subjugating oneself before God.
一个真正的基督徒的顺服是要自己甘心顺服在神的面前。
And then subjugating to the authorities established.
也要顺服于神所设立的政权。
Whether we like to or we don't like to.
不管我们喜不喜欢这样做。
Submission is an indispensable quality.For a spiritual leader to cultivate.
顺服是一个属灵领袖不可或缺的品质。
If we want to teach submission the way God wants us to submit,
如果我们想要教导顺服，就是神教导我们那样的顺服。
It's not by going around demanding submission from others.
我们不能是说到处叫别人顺服我们。
It's by demonstrating our own submission.
反而是要展现出我们个人的顺服。
Now, men, especially husbands.
现在男人们，特别是丈夫。
Christian men.
基督徒的男人。
Christian husband.
基督徒的丈夫。
Is submission a quality that you have or you cultivate?
你是否有顺服的品质，或者你要培养这个品质呢？
Now, before you say yes,
在你说是的之前，
I hope at least we would say yes to ourselves.
我希望我们至少会对自己说是。
Because it's important, right?
因为这很重要。
God wants us to have that, so we better say yes.
因为神想要我们有，所以我们应该要说好。
But the true measure of whether we have submission as our quality or not is not what we think we have or not, right?
但是我们是否有顺服，不在于我们自己认为。
Do you dare to ask your wife?
你敢不敢问一下你的妻子？
Who may or may not submit to you?
他有可能顺服或不顺服你。
Do you dare to listen to her opinion?
你敢不敢听听他的意见？
Do you see me submit to God and His words?
你是否看到我向神的 话语顺服。
Do you see me even though I'm so dominant, so forceful, so loud, so powerful, yet I have submission in my life?
你在我的生命中除了我那么讲话很大声很强势想要掌控一切你有没有看到我生命中有顺服的一面
Who do I submit to?
我向谁顺服
Is there any authority in my life?
我生命中有没有权柄
Is there any authority in my life?
在我生命中有没有什么权柄
Do you have God's word?
你有没有神的话语
Do you have a spiritual leader, spirituala mentor in your life?
你有没有属灵的领袖或导师在你的生命中?
Do you have someone that you would humble yourself to seek advice?
有没有在什么人的面前你会谦卑问他的建议?
Or because without it, brothers,
因为弟兄们如果没有的话,
without the need to submit,
没有顺服的需要的话
That is a dangerous place to be.
那就是很危险的
Pride, arrogance, selfishness will go unchecked.
你生命中的这种骄傲、自大、自私就没有人提出来
The ugliness of your flesh that supposedly had died with Christ will resurface.
你肉体中那些丑陋的一面应该是跟基督一起死的那一面
And your wife will see it.
你的妻子会看到
And your children will see it.
孩子会看到
But whatever they say, you won't be able to hear.
但是他们所讲的你都听不见
And that is a dangerous place to be.
那就是一个很危险的境地
Peter learned the lesson well.
彼得学了很好的功课
In his 30s, maybe he's full of pride, maybe full of arrogance, probably full of overconfidence in himself.
在他三十来岁的时候他充满了骄傲自大、对就是 很自满
But in his later years we see in 1 Peter chapter 2
但在他的生命的 后一些时期在彼得前书
likely in his 60s
大概是他六十多岁的时候
1 Peter chapter 2 verses 13 to 18
在彼得前书二章十三到十八节。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's read this. Or let me read this to you.
我们来读一下。
He says, "Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right."For such is the will of God, that by doing right, you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Act as free men. Act as free men, but do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves to God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king.Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, right? Not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable.
这里经节提到，你们为主的缘故，要顺服人的一切制度，无论是至尊的君王，或是君王所派赏善罚恶的官员。因为这是神的旨意，要借着你们的善行，塞住糊涂无知人的口。你们是自由的人，但不要用自由来掩饰邪恶，总要像神的仆人，要尊重众人，爱护弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。你们做仆人的，要凡事敬畏顺服主人，不单是对善良温和的，就是乖僻的，也要顺服。
Can you believe this came out of the mouth of Peter?
你可以相信这是彼得的嘴里说出来的话吗
？Yes, he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write God's word.
是的，他是受圣灵的感动写下神的话。
But there is no way that the man Peter can write something that he knows he doesn't have.
但一个作为彼得这个人，他不能写出自己所没有的东西。
You know, he was the person when Jesus was about to be arrested by the authorities. He's the one who took out the knife and. Start swinging.
你知道他是那个当耶稣要被被抓起来的时候，他拔出刀来。
And he actually cut off a ear of one of the high priest's servants.
他实际上用刀砍掉了一个祭司仆人的耳朵。
He says, "Submit to those who are in authority."
他说要顺服有权柄的人。
Not only when they're good, even to those who are unreasonable.
不单是他们善良温和的，就是乖僻不近人情的要顺服。
We want to first see ourselves as the bond slave to the Lord Jesus.
我们要首先看我们为主耶稣的仆人。
We are first the citizens of heaven.
我们首先是天国的子民。
We are citizens of heaven, and we are only passing through this earth. Yes.
我们是天国的子民，我们在这世上只是过路的。
But we would submit to authority for the sake of Christ.
但是因为主的缘故，我们要顺服人的制度。
For the sake of the gospel.
为了福音的缘故。
Yes, we belong to Christ's kingdom.
是的，我们属于基督的国度。
And we are only sojourners on this earth.
我们在这地上只是寄居者。
But our role is not to rebel against the authority of this earth.
但是在地上，我们不是要去反叛人的制度。
We need to learn to honor the king.
我们要学习尊敬君王。
And honor all people.
要尊敬别人。
This is God's will for us.
这是神对我们所定的旨意。
And when we show submission, then we silence.The ignorance of foolish and ungodly people.
当我们表现出顺服，我们就塞住糊涂无知人的口。
Submission need to be a mark of a godly man.
顺服应该是属神的人的标志。
Now, second godly quality of a man that we see in Peter.
在彼得身上，我们看到属灵男人应具有的第二个品质
is humility.
是谦卑。
You know, as I am preparing this sermon,
在我预备这一篇道的时候
my original intent was just to show us what God has done in Peter's life.
我起初的目的只是想给大家看看神在彼得的生命中所成就
How God has changed Peter.
神怎么改变了彼得
Because I know God has done so much work on Peter.
因为我看到神在彼得身上成就了许多。
And I know that Peter can be such a great example for us.
我也知道彼得可以成为我们很好的榜样。
But these character qualities and these lessons that God teaches Peter, I did not expect.
但是我没有预料到是这些品质神教给彼得。
And please don't think that I am man of these qualities, that's why I'm teaching it to you today.
也不要你不要认为说我是有这样品格的人，所以我要教导。
I hope you don't feel that way.
我希望你没有这样的感受。
Because as I study and as I review and as I pray, these things hit me very hard.
因为当我查考、当我复习、当我祷告的时候，这些品质给我很大的触动。
I only wish I learned this years ago.
我巴不得我多年前学到这些功课。
And I know that Cindy only would wish that I've learned these before we're married.
我也知道我的太太 Cindy 肯定希望我在我们结婚之前我就学会了这些。
So if you're not married yet,
所以如果你未婚
make sure you find a man who has these qualities.
确定你找到一个有这些品质的男人。
Okay, talking to my daughter and her friends here.
跟我的女儿和她的朋友们讲话。
That will save you years and decades of pain.
因为这样的男人，你才会省去你多年的痛苦。
That will save you. Okay, I don't want to say too much. I was going to say that will save you ever thinking I married the wrong person.
这样你就不会想说，哎呀，我嫁错人了。
But thankfully, Cindy does tell me, okay, I don't want you guys to get nervous that we're like not having a good time here.
所以，我和师母关系很好。
When, what, well, One year I shared some troubles we had in our marriage at a retreat.
有一年我在一个退休会、跟大家分享了我婚姻中受到的挑战。
And brothers and sisters went to Cindy and was like, are you okay? How are things going? I didn't know things are so rough. And she's like, oh no, this is in the past.
弟兄姐妹就去找 Cindy 说，哎呦，你还好吗？没想到你们婚姻生活这么难。然后她说，没有，那都是过去的事情了。
The one thing that Cindy holds on to, and she does affirm to me, and I'm grateful for.
有一件事情，Cindy 她是持定的，我也为此很感恩。
She would say, "You're not this man yet."
她说你还不是这样的人，这样的男人。
But at least I know that God is changing you, and that you are allowing Him to change you.
但至少我知道神在改变你，而且你也。容许神在你身上做这样的改变。
So I care a lot about what she says now.
我现在对她所讲的都很在意。
Because that's the mirror for me to see if I have godly qualities or not.
因为她就像一面镜子，让我看到自己有没有属神的品格。
All right, the second godly quality for men is humility.
所以第二个属灵男人的品格是谦卑。
Peter had to learn humility.
彼得要学习谦卑。
Actually, the biggest problem for any leader is pride.
其实对任何大的问题就是骄傲自大。
Okay, man.
所以男人
Don't think that you are fast to see other men who has pride.
所以你不要太快的看到其他人好骄傲。
Because you have pride.
因为你自己也很骄傲。
And until you are able to see your own pride, you don't know what pride is.
在你看到自己的骄傲之前，你不晓得骄傲的真正意义。
And pride is a sin.
骄傲是罪。
And the older you get, the less likely people will tell you that you have pride.
你越年长，别人就越不容易向你指出你很骄傲。
Because the older you are, the less likely you're willing to hear others tell you that you have pride.
因为你越年长，你就越不愿意听到别人说你骄傲。
If we want to lead,
如果我们想要
and we have this innate instinct to lead,
然后我们有内在的一种直觉想要领导
that same tendency sometimes makes us think too much of ourselves.
这个倾向呢也会有时让我们把自己想得高于我们
that makes us think that we're the only one who sees things and we're the only one who knows things and we're the only one who are correct.
它会让我们觉得我们是那唯一一个看到事情真相，了解事情，而且是正确的那一个。
Right, that takes shape in our workplaces.
在我们的职场会这样。
That takes place in the church.
在教会也是。
That takes place in ministry.
在事工里也是。
That takes place within the marriage.
在婚姻中也是。
How many men can acknowledge that their wife is correct and stop arguing with them?
有多少男人可以承认说，哦，我妻子，我太太说的对，然后就停止争吵？
How many fathers can admit, especially when their children start to grow up and become adult, how many men can take feedback from their children?
有多少做父亲的，特别是当他的孩子们渐渐长大的时候，能够听从孩子的反馈？
Because we want to lead and we want others to follow our lead.
因为我们想要领导，我们想要别人跟从我们。
We end up only listening to those who give us praises.
所以呢，我们就往往那个只听那些表扬我们的话。
We listen to people who look up to us.
听那些敬仰我们的人的话。
And that's the fuel for pride.
但那些呢，其实是骄傲自大的源泉助力。
When Jesus told his disciples that they would all fall away.
当耶稣告诉他的门徒说，他们都会退后，不认。
This is the word of God, right? Matthew 26:31, Jesus says, "All will fall away and forsake me."
这是神的话，在马太26:31说到，所有的门徒都会后退，不认。
But Peter was so sure of himself.
但是彼得自己对自己相当确信。
He says, "Although they all would fall away because of you, I will never fall away."
他说：“就算所有的人都因你的缘故后退，我却永不后退。”
Right, and then Luke 22:33 actually told us. In addition, he says, "Lord, I'm ready to go with you, both to prison and to death."
在路加福音22:33提到，他说：“主啊，我已准备好要跟你一同下监，一同死。”
But Peter was wrong.
但是彼得错了。
Of course, Jesus was right.
当然，耶稣是对的。
Because not only did Peter deny Jesus once, he denied him multiple times.
彼得不但一次不认主，他多次不认主。
Exactly the way Jesus had said.
正如耶稣所描述的。
We talked about that a little bit last week. We can imagine Peter's shame.
上周我们提到，我们可以想见彼得的羞愧。
We can imagine Peter's guilt.
还有他的内疚。
And his self-accusation.
他自己指责自己。
Because when he left Jesus, he left in a bigger way than all the other disciples.
因为他离开不认主，其实比其他的门徒更甚。
He was so boastful and stubborn.
他这么讲大话，这么固执。
I mean, that is, it's not just, it's not confidence anymore.
已经不再是自信了。
It's conceitedness.
是傲慢。
And that's a display of his own sin.
那是他个人罪的表现。
But you know, the Lord did use all of this to teach Peter humility.
但是你看，主用这一切来教导彼得谦卑。
Look at 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 5 and 6.
我们看彼得前书5:5-6.
Again, something Peter wrote in his later life.
同样的是彼得在他年长的时候写的。
As he reflect on Jesus' teaching and as he reflect upon how he has grown over the years as a Christian.
当他回顾耶稣基督的教训，回顾他自己属灵成长过程的时候。
1 Peter 5:5-6, he says, Close yourselves with humility towards one another, because God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
这里提到，你们个人也要彼此以谦卑为装束，因为神抵挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要谦卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Submission and then humility. These two became two of the virtues that characterizes Peter's life.
顺服还有谦卑，后来成为彼得生命的特质。
And we can be certain that his message and his leadership benefited greatly because of these godly qualities.
我们可以很明确地看到他的信息和他的领袖能力，因为这两个神赐给他的品质大大得益。
At least a third quality we see in a godly man is servanthood.
我们看到属灵男人应具有的品格之三是、为人仆服侍人。
We're not going to hear about this anywhere else but in the study of God's word.
我们在别的地方都听不到这样的教导，唯有在神的话语中。
A true godly leader knows how to serve.
一个真正的属灵的领袖知道如何服侍。
In fact,The desire to serve others and the desire to love others becomes the motivation for us to lead.
实际上，我们想要服侍人和爱人的心愿，让我们想要做领袖。
A leader loves to serve and love those he leads.
一个领袖喜爱服侍。他也爱他所领导的人。
Someone who leads and only demands others to serve or wait upon him is not a leader, is a despot.
一个光想要别人服侍他的人不是一个领袖。
Is a dictator or tyrant.
他实际上是一个暴君或者独裁者。
Nobody wants that kind of leader.
没有人想要这样的领袖。
But everyone wants to be that kind of leader.
但是每个人都想要成为那样的领袖。
This is a very hard lesson for a lot of men to learn.
对许多男人来讲，这是一个困难的功课。
Men tend to be very objective focused and task oriented.
男人倾向于非常的 目标导向或者任务导向。
We men tend to think about getting things done rather than the people that they are working with.
男人比较注重于要把事情办好，而不是跟他们他们周遭的人。
And I know that to be true because I'm like that, unfortunately.
我知道这一点，因为不幸的是，我也是这样子的。
I just didn't know the damage that this causes to people around me.
我就没有意识到这对我身边的人所造成的伤害。
But in order for men to accomplish the objective or to achieve their goals, they often use people around them or plow through people around them.
那这些人呢，为了成就他们的任务或者他们的目标，他们常常会利用或者是甚至是踩踏他周边的人。
Not on purpose.
不是有意的。
Not to harm people.
不是想要伤害别人。
But it's just not in their rearview mirror.
但就是只是他们的后视镜没看到。
And Peter and the disciples really need to learn what godly leadership looked like.
所以彼得和其他门徒实在需要学习属神的领袖是怎样。
Let's look at Mark chapter 9 verses 33 to 35.
我们看一下马可福音九章三十三到三十五节。
For the sake of time, let me just use English to read this passage for us, okay? Mark 9, 33 to 35. Again, they came to Capernaum, and when he, Jesus, went into the house, he asked them, the disciples, what were you guys discussing on the way? But they kept silent. Because on the way, they were arguing, and they were arguing with one another about who was the greatest.And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and serve them all.
刚才的经文在屏幕上。
Yeah. Right? Verse 9:35, Jesus says, If anyone wants to be first, he should be the last and the servant of all.
三十五节提到，谁想为首，就该做众人中最末的一个，做众人的仆人。
The Lord Jesus Himself constantly modeled that kind of loving servant leadership.
耶稣基督自己总是不停地在做榜样，让我们看到有爱心的做仆人的领袖的样式。
That is especially displayed at the upper room on the night that He was betrayed.
特别是在他被卖的那一夜，在高楼，在楼上。
The night that Jesus was going to be betrayed and put on trial and be put on the cross to be nailed and to experience death.
在他被卖的那晚，就是他要上十字架，要被钉死在十字架下的那一天。
The night that he knew he was going to fulfill God's plan for salvation, but it was going to cost the greatest price that he could ever pay.
就是那一个晚上，他知道他要应验神救赎的完成神救赎的计划，但是他要付上极大的代价。
They went to that room upstairs and they were sharing the Passover meal.
他们到楼上的房间来分享逾越节的宴席。
The custom of the time for them is when they sit down, they're reclining by the table and.They need to take off their shoes and wash their feet.
那传统呢是他们要席地而坐，他们要脱下鞋，要洗脚。
And they're mostly wearing sandals, so you know the feet when you wear sandals, they're dusty and dirty and grimy.
他们那时候都是基本是穿拖鞋，你就知道他们的脚都很肮脏。
It's not clean feet like the way we are when we take off our shoes.
不是像我们现在我们。鞋子我们的脚还比较干净。
But they didn't have a servant to do the feet cleaning job for them.
但那天他们没有一个仆人为他们洗脚。
You know the servant who gets that job?
你知道什么样的仆人有这样的工作吗？
Probably is the one who draws the shortest stick, right?
应该是那个最倒霉的那个。
I did it last time, you do it this time.
我上次洗过了，这次你来洗。
That is not the job anyone fights for.
这不是大家都想要争着去做的。
The lowest of the lowly.
是最低微的工作。
But they didn't have such a servant there.
但他们那里没有这样一位仆人。
And not one of the disciples were ready to wash anybody else's feet.
没有任何一个门徒想要洗别人的脚。
And in John chapter 13, verses 4 and 5, it tells us, This is what Jesus did. And Liu Yun, can you read the Chinese for us?
约翰福音十三章四到五节，耶稣就起身离席，脱去外衣，拿一条手巾束腰，然后他倒了一盆水洗门徒的脚，并且用束腰的手巾擦干。
Jesus himself, who's the Lord?
耶稣自己，主。
Who's the master?
神。
Who's the leader?
领导。
He washed the dirty feet of his disciples.
他洗他门徒的肮脏的脚。
Jesus set an example for the disciples.
耶稣为他的门徒设立了榜样。
On that day, he had the Last Supper with them.
那天他与他们做共进了最后的晚餐。
Right? He established the Holy Communion at that time.
那时设立了圣餐。
He promised that God's new covenant will be given to those who put their faith in him.
他应许了神的新约要赐给一切信他的
人。That he is going to accomplish God's redemptive plan for all mankind.
他要为全人类成就他的救赎计划。
As he's about to accomplish this earth-shaking and heaven-shattering human history-altering moment.
当他要完成这个惊天动地的在人类历史上非常重大的一个事件的时候。
He taught the disciples the lesson of servant leadership.
他教导门徒一个仆人领袖的功课。
Not only did he teach them with his words,
他不单教导他们
that you ought to do the same for one another.
他说你们要彼此这样相待。
He gave a personal example to stand lowly to serve.
他身体力行做出来了如何去彼此服侍。
But do you know that at that very moment, his disciples lost sight of their Lord and his glory?
但你知道吗？门徒在那个时刻，他们并没有看到神的教导和他的荣耀。
Do you know that at that moment, their attention turned towards themselves, and again, they started, who's the greatest among them?
他们又一次的专注于自己，说他们当中谁伟大。
They were all excited to be elevated.
他们都很激动，想要被升高。
Nobody was excited to be humbled.
没有人很激动的想要被谦卑。
They heard some of what Jesus said, but not all of what Jesus said.
他们听到基督所说的一些，但不是全部。
But they didn't understand fully.What Jesus said till years later.
在多年以后，他们才真正理解耶稣的教导。
In John chapter 13, verses 34, 35,
约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节。
Did Jesus not tell them a new commandment I give you that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another, and by this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
经文在屏幕上。
We need to show love to one another in such a way.
我们要彼此用这样的方式显示我们的爱。
We need to lead in such a way.
我们要用这样的方式来领导。
We need to lead with love and humility and be willing to serve.
我们要用爱，用谦卑，要彼此愿意服侍的这样的心态来领导。
Did Peter learn that type of love?
彼得学到这样的爱了吗？
He sure did.
的确的。
First Peter 4:8.
彼得前书四章八节。
Above all else, he says.
他说最重要的是。
That you love one another earnestly.
要彼此切实相爱。
Because love covers a multitude of sins.
因为爱能遮盖许多的罪。
We need to love one another earnestly.
我们要彼此切实相爱。
And that is not just a sentiment of love.
这不只是爱的一种感觉。
That is the act of love.
而是爱的行动。
That is love expressed not only in our willingness to serve, but lower ourselves to serve others.
这是爱的表现，不单是我们愿意去服侍，我们还愿意用谦卑的姿态去服侍别人。
If our Lord Jesus does not lord over us,
如果我们的主耶稣并不是好像高高在上的支配我们，
but yet he serves us.
反而他服侍我们。
How can we as human leaders only demand others to serve, but not to serve?
我们作为人的领袖，我们怎么能够光叫别人顺服我们，而不去服侍别人呢？
Peter was a transformed man.
彼得是一个被改造的人。
He's a man who was transformed to become a godly man.
他是一个被神改造而转变而成的属灵男人。
He was Simon, now he's the rock.
他原本是西门，现在他是磐石。
Oh, he learned submission. He learned humility. He learned love. He learned servanthood. And he learned that from Jesus himself.
他学会了顺服、谦卑、爱和服侍。
Jesus has... Sorry.
是向神自己学来的。
He learned from Jesus himself.
他向耶稣自己学来
的。He learned from Jesus' instruction with his words. But more importantly, by the way Jesus lived his life.
他从耶稣基督的教导中学会，但更重要的是从基督身体力行的榜样中学到的。
God's instruction is loving, is wise, is powerful.
神的教导是充满了爱，是智慧的，大有能力的。
But so much more is what he would do in your life and my life if we allowed him to.
但是如果我们容许他，他会在我们的生命中成就更多。
When we uphold God's word,
当我们高举神的话语，
when we're willing to trust his word,
当我们愿意信靠他的话语，
when we open ourselves so that we can be changed by his word,
当我们打开自己，愿意他的话来改变我们，
then we will experience his goodness.Like no other.
我们就会经历到别人所不能给的那样的良善。
Then we may become a changed man.
那么像彼得一样，我们也可以成为一个更新转变的人。
We may become a God's man.
我们会成为属灵的人。
And we become the leader that God wants us to be.
我们也成为神想要我们所成为的领袖。
Peter's life, maybe we could sum up.In these final words of his second epistle,
彼得的生命也许我们可以用他在彼得后书里面所说的话来总结。
2 Peter 3:18, he says, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ."
彼得后书三章十八节，你们要在我们的主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上长进。
That's exactly what Simon Peter did.
这就是西门彼得所做的。
That's why he became the rock.
这就是为什么他成为磐石。
And that is why his life was full of the amazing transformative godly qualities that propelled him to be a suitable vessel used by God.
这也就是为什么他的生命能够充满了奇妙的转变，有这样属灵的品质，好让他成为神为他的教会所重用的合宜的器皿。
That his life has value in the kingdom of God.
他的生命在神的国度里很有价值。
That his person is now used to build the church of God.
他这个人被神重用来建立教会。
And that this man can bring glory to the name of God.
这个人能够为神的名带来荣耀。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
And we thank you for your grace.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your patience with us.
感谢你对我们的爱耐心。
Lord, your word speaks deep into our hearts, and they ring true.
主啊，你的话语对我们内心深处讲话，它是何等的真切。
Lord, your will and desire is for us to be changed to be more like Christ.
主啊，你对我们的心意是让我们越来越像基督的样式。
Your desire is the full blessing in our lives so that we can enjoy security, peace, hope, and love.
你的心意是要大大的祝福我们的生命，好让我们充满了安全，充满了盼望。
But so often it is our old self, it is our flesh that hinders us from moving ahead to access all of your glory.
但是常常是我们的老我在肉体中的牵绊，让我们不能够完全的得到你的祝福。
As men, you call us to lead.
作为男人，你呼召我们来领导。
But oh Lord, how little do we know how to lead the way you want us to.
但是主啊，我们知道的何等的少，我们不晓得如何去领导。
You know our failures and you know our pain.
你知道我们的失败和痛苦。
You know our struggles.
你知道我们的挣扎。
Oh, I ask for your grace.
主啊，我求你的恩典。
And I ask for your word to touch us.
主啊，我求你的话语触动我。
And I ask your spirit to stir the hearts of our men.
求你的圣灵能够跳动我们在座的男人的心。
Teach us submission.
教导我们顺服。
Teach us humility.
教导我们谦卑。
Teach us to serve even as we lead.
教导我们做仆人领袖。
So that we may be changed and transformed.
所以我们可以被改造，被更新。
So that our lives may bring you glory.
好让我们的生命归荣耀给你。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.